This is a little background noise of those who are committing themselves. Left off in the previous year, we were discussing the big breakthrough of the Ketzos in our sugya, where even though in the normal circumstances, we assume Yush, Lavidas, Lavidiyush, and the corollary of that statement would be that Nichusu, Afreel, or Rinon. And for this reason, Tosfos Bava Metzia writes that I cannot just take somebody's property without asking them, even though they find out, they'll be more than happy with it. But the breaks all the rules is mitzvah. The Varm Shah mitzvah somehow is not subject to any of the above. And what was the source for that idea? How do we know that that's true? So it was based on a few different sources. One was the Shita Sar Rambam, where the Rambam speaks about vis-a-vis Hafreshus Truma. The Rambam says that somebody can be mafish truma on somebody else's behalf, even without a formal mina shalichus, unlike what it appears to be in the Gemara. As long as when the Balabayas eventually finds out about it, he's okay with it. He doesn't protest. He's actually pretty satisfied with the kalachetz yafos, etc. So that would be okay. So we were wondering, how could that work? Isn't that a classic nichus l'mafreya lo amrina? Then we had another Gemara Neir event that spoke about doing bitul reshus. The purposes of circumventing of Zeravin, you can do a bit of Rishos even on Shabbos, because if you would have known about it on Friday, you would have been happy to be about the Rishos on Friday. But you didn't know about it on Friday. It's the Chusma Fe'el Amina. And we had the Gemara in Kedushin about the person, Bima Kaddish and Isha, something that didn't belong to him. And then the owner comes in and says, oh, by the way, I'm very happy that you used it. That's very nice. But for my Smishas, at the time of the Kedushin, the owner didn't even know about it. So we had time and time again this idea developing, that there seems to be an underlying theme that's making at least as an exception to the rule of the Chuslum of Elamina, that Dvam Shem Mitzvah. Some of Dvam Shem Mitzvah break all the rules. And the question is why? What is that based on? So we began to discuss the intricacies of Yish Lamidas, because that's ultimately where the Sugya begins and ends. And when it came to Yish Lamidas, so we bumped into a very, very startling Shittas Rashi. And Rashi, actually, was a Rashi in Bava Kamma, where Rashi says, what is the source for Yush altogether? As strange as it is, there's no Gemara that says, at least according to many Rishonim, there's no Gemara explicitly that says, what's the source for Yush? So Rashi comes up with an interesting idea. Rashi says, Yush is learned after the sug of Shatfa Nahar, that if a river overflows or the tsunami comes and takes the guy's furniture downstream, it flows it out to sea. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to take it. You find it on the other end of the river, the other end of the ocean, you're allowed to take it. No questions asked. That's Avudu Menemi Kolodim. So Rashi says, oh, the reason for that must be because obviously the owner was Mesiyahish from it. So the Ramban and others challenge Rashi. This literally left off on Wednesday. The Ramban with this challenge Rashi. Wait a second. The Gemara seems pretty clear at the beginning of the second Berakah of Metziah that Shams for Nohar is actually not working with the parameters of Yush. Proof positive, Yush Lamidas Lahabi Yush. If you don't know about it, so then the fact you find out later is not going to help. When it comes to Shofar Nahar, that is not true. When it comes to Shofar Nahar, the Gemara says explicitly, the guy doesn't find out, the guy never finds out about it. The guy finds out about it 20 years from now, so that's still considered to be okay. That's fine. Wait a second. If you're telling me that Shofar Nahar and Yush are synonymous, Shofar Nahar is serving as the source for Yush, how in the world could Shatfa Nahar work as in a sense of Yichus L'mafreya? How could it be when the guy finds out in 10 years from now that the river overflowed, so L'mafreya, it's considered to belong to the other fellow? If a Yush itself, it doesn't work. So how in the world could Yush be derived from Shatfa Nahar, given that very basic characteristic, they differ so greatly? So there is a suggestion that's made by the Sefer Nachlas David. Nachlas David was a David Tevel, one of the Tamidim of Volozhin, one of the early Tamidim of Chai Volozhinah. So in the Sefer Nachlas David, he suggests the following fascinating insight. It's almost like a Chakira, like a pre-Briska Chakira. It's Volozhin, yes, it's still part of Brisk. It's a pre-Briska Chakira. So, and we call him Chai Briska, but the truth is that 95% of his Torahs are really from Volozhin. When he was the Kor Hashim in Volozhin, when he came to Brisk, he was the Rav. But when he was the Rosh Hashim, when he was ready in Volozhin. So the Nachlas David suggests that one could raise the following question as to what is the nature of this whole idea that Yirsh Tamafer Laminah, Yirsh Lamidas Lav Yirsh Nichus Tamafer Laminah, what ultimately is the deficiency in Nichus Tamafer Laminah? So one can really understand in one of two ways. One can understand that in the halachic realm, there's a din that whatever the halacha requires, nichusa. Now, nichusa is needed for yish purposes, nichusa may be needed for bitul chametz purposes, nichusa may be needed to allow people to use your property, nichusa may be needed for munition. I'll give you a list a mile long of where the halacha speaks about nichusa, about the owner being satisfied, the owner expressing agreement, consent to what's going on. So this principle of nichusa was only said, it wasn't said to Mafreya. Finished. Not everything is razzle-dazzle on Mafreya. Not everything works to Mafreya. So this particular area of halacha just does not work to Mafreya. For halacha concerns. But maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the reason why Yichus Mafreya L'Aminan is because you don't really know. You don't really know for certain. You think you know. I'm going to do something now. I'll smach that the person is going to find out later, and when he finds out later, he's going to tell it. We have a lot of cheshbonos. We like to look to the future. We live in a with a mentality. We have to know what's going to be tomorrow. We have to know the weather for the next 10 minutes. We have to know when it's going to snow in the next week and a half. We got everything. We got to know when the every single front. And that's when we get so nervous when we're faced with a situation of suffering. Our generation doesn't do well with fake. That's part of the reason why emotionally we didn't do so well with the pandemic. The pandemic is one big suffering. Fake is on top of fake, on top of fake. So we it's hard for us to wrap around, you know, around that. In days gone by, people, everything was fake because nobody knew what tomorrow's going to bring. Tomorrow's going to be a war. Tomorrow's going to be a pogrom. Tomorrow's going to be a plague. Tomorrow's gonna... That was Darkei Shalom. But we've been so, Baruch Hashem, so blessed that for the most part, you know, so we got a pretty good trajectory. We know where we're going for winter break, and we know what we're doing for the summer. We know what we're doing for next summer. We know we're going for the 6 years. We have all pretty much mapped out, give or take. So we get, you know, shocked a little bit. So that's what Yishlo Midas tells us is that you don't really know. You think that when the guy finds out, he's going to be happy about it, and therefore the mafreya. It may be, but maybe not. And therefore, the halacha doesn't permit you to do something, so to speak, of a suffering. The halacha doesn't permit you to do something, even though it appears, l'fidach ha-teva, there's going to be a nichus of mafreya, but since there's a lack of certainty here, it's that lack of certainty that ultimately is what's undermining nichus l'mafreya. So is the root of the problem of Yish Lo Midas a pure halachic root? Namely, even if you had Ruach HaKodesh, even if you knew with absolute crystal clear, 100%, you knew the future, it doesn't matter. The din is that a pure halachic reasons, nichus just doesn't work. Not everything in the world works l'mafreya. But do I say that the real root of the problem is a lack of clarity? You think you have it, but not necessarily. Says that Achlis David, that seems to be what the Shittas Rashi is all about. Rashi tells us that, of course, Yish Lo Midas will have a Yish. But every once in a while, even Yish Lo Midas have a Yish. You know when? When there's absolute 100% certainty. When it's not guesswork, it's not like a statistic, it's not like a probability, it's certainty. Certainty, I mean, again, you know, in a certain sense, nothing's absolute certainty, but certainty enough for the area of Halacha. That I'm certain enough that I know what the future is, v'chi ha'gavna, tacha yishlo mafreya works. Tacha yishlo midas works. Yichus mafreya tacha works. Give me an example. What's an example of something? So this is where the halacha draws the following distinction. If you want to know what the underlying reason, why you're allowed to take shafanar, why am I allowed to take somebody's item that's floating down the Mississippi? So the answer is because he was misyayish from it. And why am I allowed to take his dollar bill if I find it on the street? It's because he was Messiah Shavit. But there's a huge difference between the two. In the case of the Shatfa Nahar, it is so clear that there is Yush. There is nothing to negotiate. Nobody is going to see their furniture going down the Mississippi. I mean, it's the olden days. And say, I'm going to go follow it. I'm going to go run down to New Orleans to pick it up at the end. It's not happening. It's for sure, but when that ball goes off to the Atlantic Ocean and it passes the lifeguards, it's not coming back. You're not going to go find it. It's absolute 100% certainty that the game is over. So when we know for a fact that the game is over, we have no qualms, says the Nachos. We have no hesitations in saying that Yish Lo Midas have a Yish. It's not that we are opposed on pure halachic grounds to Yish Lo Midas have a Yish. We are opposed to it on, in a certain sense, Metzias. This halach is driven by the Metzias. And when you have a situation of Ados, even a bayi comes around and says, Yish Lo Midas, have a Yish in the case of Ados. Therefore, we have no hesitation deriving the etzem parasha of Yish from Shatfa Nahar, because Shatfa Nahar is based on Yish. even though it's true that Shafinorin dropping a couple of dollars part ways in terms of whether Nichus Mafrei Amina, that's a technical, that's a detail. But the underlying principle behind both argues in Achuz Dabar is basically din of Yush. It's just that one is a certain Yush and one is a probable Yush. And a certain Yush lends itself even to being the Mafrei. That's the breakthrough in Achuz Dabar. So Lachari, that seems to be what the Ketzais is driving at as well. When the Ketzais tells us that the Varim Shal Mitzvah break all rules. Varim Shal Mitzvah, everybody comes around and says, Nichus Mafrei Amrinan. Why is that? So apparently, what the Ketzais is saying, it looks like a halachic hashkafic kind of a thing. For me to walk into your house and say, you know, I'm going to take a cup of soda and I'm fairly sure that you're okay with it, I'm probably in my assessment that you're probably okay with it. Probably is not enough for Nichus Mafrei. But what I want to show that take your talus, the Devarim Shal Mitzvah, to quote our Gemara, like a category of a chazaka. We spoke about this principle a couple of weeks ago. Differences between what Chazal described as a rove and as a chazaka. A rove means a probability. It could be a pretty good probability. It's something that we're really not all that worried about. And we could paskin kol terakula almost based on probabilities. But when we're dealing with probabilities, remember we mentioned in Hochma Monach HaRov, you can't take away a person's money based on probability, but you can based on chazakas. Chazakas are the next level. Chazakas are a statement of reality. Chazakas is a certain, almost like a natural truth about the world. One of the natural, we gave an example a couple of weeks ago, that if I have a dintar with you and I want to be motzi mom based on Rov, you can't do it. But chazakas I can. What was the example of chazakas? The Gemara says in Bavavasa Defei, if I say to you that I lend you $1,000 and you claim that you repaid the loan before the loan was due, the Gemara says that's an absurd taina. That's a ridiculous claim. That's meaningless. And therefore, I'm going to be entitled to get repaid. Why? Because halavai shif adamonic. People don't pay up loans before. When was the last time you called your mortgage company and said, you know what? I'd love to pay. Maybe that's not such a good example. Okay. When was the last time you owed somebody $1,000? You know what? I'm going to go pay it earlier before people tend halavai. People, there's a reason why on April 14th people are scrambling to try to get their taxes in order. How come nobody did it 6 months before? Perhaps people are not generally running to. Again, may not be the best example either, so bear with me for the bottom of the examples. But basically, the rule is halavai shifa adam bizmano. So the poskim explains that when you deal with the chazaka, it's not even a latest asafik. It's not that there's a realistic chance that something's going to be any different. Nichla l'inish to mei mitzvah b'mamoyne is almost like a chazocha. It's like there's something inside a person, inside the essence of a Jew, is l'mevin mitzvah. People want to do mitzvahs. People are happy about doing mitzvahs. Again, within boundaries, as long as my sefer Torah doesn't get ripped, don't get ruined. We spoke about the details of this in the beginning of the sugya. But in situations where the chazaka applies, and the chazaka literally takes on a degree of certainty. Since it takes on a degree of certainty, this is no longer subject to the chisaron of nichus l'mafrei l'aminan. And the same way that Rashi said that by shofar nohar, you could say Nichus Mafreya Amrina because it's absolute certainty. And Dvar Mishal Mitzvah, it's absolute certainty as well. Okay, perhaps if one wants to take this over like a little bit to the halachic slash hashkafic level, this is almost, it's what came with the famous Rambam writes, it was Gerishin. Rambam is actually based in the Rambam of Basra, where the Rambam describes the din of kfil a get. How do you have this phenomenon that kfil a such yom a rotza, leaving a get? The guy says he doesn't want to give a get, so we exert a little bit of pressure again, leaving out the details, only what pressure is permitted both in halacha and by the government. Secular law, we're not talking about any details. I'm giving it a free-for-all for to beat up people right now. But there is such a concept called kfil a such yom a rotza. What is it based on? At the end of the day, the Torah says he has to give the get midaitas. So what do you mean kfil a such? How could that work? So the Rambam explains, because deep in the recesses of a Jewish heart is to do the right thing. Everybody wants to do the right thing. Everyone wants to do mitzvahs. So we get bogged down with things. We get sidetracked with things. So sometimes you need the basin to kind of peel away some of the external layers. But in your depth of your soul is nichlel of every mitzvah. That's what a person wants to do. Who doesn't want to do that? So not mistakenly, the Rav explained that what's the source for this idea that nichlel yinish to mevim? What's the source? How does Chazal understand this? Somehow this psychology. I'm not mistaken, I think the Rav explained this based on the famous Gemara in Nid about the Malach, that before a person enters into this world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes you swear that you're going to keep the mitzvahs. So that's the starting point. The starting point of every person is, I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. We get bogged down, we get sidetracked, this world. But in apnimius, that's what we really want to do. So since everybody agrees. If you don't really want to do that, then you weren't given an entry ticket into this world. So for the fact that you were nishba already. So that shows that's where your starting point is. So that starting point creates almost this chazok of nechla nishma mitzvah ma'ani. To such an extent that halachically we view nichusa the mitzvah through the same lens as the nichusa of shafanar. It's all really the same. It's all the absolute certainty. And under those circumstances, of course, this whole shtibul Torah, the Ketzayis, is all predicated on the Nachman. And Nichus L'Mefreya, Lo Amrinan, ultimately is a deficiency of Tzias. That's a big chiddush. If you read the Gemara itself, you wouldn't necessarily walk away with that idea. That's probably what the Ramban didn't like Rashi's Pshat. Many of the Shem didn't approve of Rashi's Pshat. Then he didn't like only a Mitzias, so to speak, oriented statement, not necessarily, absolute halacha. So, but I call upon him, but Rashi seems to be saying that Shafanar and what the Rambam and the Ketzayis are saying here, Lagavi Nichus LeMitzvah, seem to be the same underlying principle that when you can take it out of the realm of just a probably into a certainty of the Chazaka, so then you're able to overcome any concerns of Nichus LeMafela. Since we all learn Psachim, although sometimes hard to remember, we all learn Psachim. The Ketzos takes this entire theory of his and plugs it into a potential unbelievable kula, an earth-shattering kula. Ketzos himself is afraid to invoke this kula, Maisa, but he suggests it as a possible sort of law called based on the following. It's a principle we've talked about multiple times already. The Gemara says that the bittul chametz cannot be done after the Zman Issa. The game's over. If you want to be involved in chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or Pesach, you can't. It's not sure. How can you do that? So you cannot possibly do that. It's achas barisur, it's yatzah b'shutso, it's not shalom, it's not b'shutso. Whatever the reasons are, hopefully Mishnah will get to the above. We'll fine tune a little bit, but the Gemara is very, very clear. So says the Ketzos, what would the din be in the following circumstances? What if a person forgot to do bittul chametz? Mamish forgot. Not that he decided I'm actively not going to do bittul chametz. Mamish totally forgot to do bittul chametz at 10 o'clock in the morning. But it's clear to us that if he would have known that he had chametz here, if he would have remembered, of course he would have done it. What from you does the bittul chametz at 10 o'clock in the morning? The only reason why he didn't do it is that he didn't know about it. Forgot his Pesach, forgot that he's busy. But nice he forgot about it. He comes to us and says, wait a second. If he would have known about the chametz, he would have for sure been mevatel it, but he didn't know about it. So when he finds out about the chametz, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he remembers that he has chametz. Oh, the mafreya! Let's make the bittul chametz bichal back to 10 o'clock in the morning. Why not? Our initial reaction to that is, that's no good. That's a nichus mafreya lo yaminan. It's very nice, but that's like the person who dropped the dollar bill, didn't know about it, and then finds out an hour later. Don't say the yush comes back to mafreya. The yush is only chametz and lahaba. It says itself that would have been the din, except from a host of Kotera. It's from Shal Mitzvah. It's the Chametz by Rabbi Matzah. I'm trying to avoid by Rabbi Matzah. Oh, look at this. What you're trying to do is avoid violating a very, you're doing a Dvarim Shal Mitzvah. You're doing a Dvarim Shal Mitzvah. Wait a second. Dvarim Shal Mitzvah, then you chus l'mafra k'eram rinan. Oh, okay. Oh, we're getting there in a second. How far the Ketzos goes. So the Ketzos says, he's not so sure that it's not going to work. He says, everything that he put together, he thinks that you work. I bet the Gemara says, Pemoli, it doesn't work. What's the shot? The Gemara says, black and white, it's not going to work. This says, no, it doesn't. What the Gemara says is that if the person could have done it before, he knew about it before, but didn't bother doing it before, that's already not enough. Let's say the Marshal, I know that I lost the money now, and I said, I'm not Messiah. And then 6 hours later, I say, I'm Messiah. That doesn't go to my friend. That's not Nichus L'Mafreya. Nichus L'Mafreya means I didn't know about the whole background. I didn't know that you separated Truma. I didn't know you took my items from Mekadosh Shinish. I didn't know all those facts. When I find out about them later, if it's the Vam Shomitz, but then Nichus L'Mafreya can't amrina. So Ketzos says, the Gemara is not against me. It says, he's made that no Nimtzad of a Zeba Poiskim. He says, nobody ever heard of such a thing. It doesn't appear in the Gedalia Poiskim. So he says, he's not going to posket it outright, but it's a sniff lochel, maybe. But Lachar, there's one thing that I think is clear, and the Ha'aris and the Banab of the Ketzos point this out, I think it's crystal clear, that even in this Chiddush Gadol of the Ketzos, which is again highly questionable, this only makes sense if you have a certain take on what Bittul Chametz is. As we spoke about many, many times, and we'll continue to talk about, there's a major, major machleisim in the Rishonim, what Pitul Chometz is all about. According to Tosfos, Pitul Chometz is a chalais in the imam and it's called Hefker. It's almost the same, almost like selling your chametz to somebody. I'm transferring ownership of my chametz to an ownerless entity called Hefker, and that's why I'm not over by Rabbi Matzah, because it's Shokho Yataraya, Taraya Shalachayrim. This is somebody else's quote-unquote chametz. It doesn't make a difference as Taisus, whether there's somebody else is a guy, somebody else is a Hekdesh, somebody else is a Hefker. It's a dini mamnus monetary transaction, transferring the chametz out of my rishus. It would be very, very hard to believe that would work for my friend. Michusul Mafreya means that when you have areas of halacha, it's not a chalois. I'm not transferring anything. I'm simply revealing my das. That's what the word means. Michusul Mafreya. Yush is just, I'm just revealing. This is what I think about the topic. By Minishlichus, this is what I think. I'm happy about you being my shaliach. I'm happy about this item being Makabal Hakshalatuma. I'm happy that I'm finally willing to concede that I'm a shayish from this item. Those are not transferings of the Dinamamanis. To say a transferring of the Dinamamanis from Afreya means I wasn't Makadish Isha today. I give her the ring next week. But if I would have known about it today, I would have been happy to be married to her as of today. That's a joke. That's like that the fish is like a joke. I would have put on, if I would have known about it, I would have put on the phone earlier. But that's a Maisa, no Chastrolim. That doesn't work. At best, even if we're not sure about, Nichusa the mitzvah, Nichusa mafrei aminan by Nichusa the mitzvah, but that's in sugyas of Nichusa. So, Lambasha, what's the Ketzos talking about? When the Ketzos invokes the principle of Nichusa the mafrei when it comes to Bitul Chometz, that makes sense in the mindset of like Lambasha the Ramban. I mentioned this in the past, that the Ramban understood that Bitul Chometz is almost like Yush. That was the mashal that the Ramban gives. The guy's Mesiach Daitai from his Chometz. He doesn't care about it anymore. It's already, it's like a Avudu B'menu already. It's lost from him. That's a very Nichusa kind of a topic. Or maybe Rashi and the Rambam, so they're making it like Afer Diara, Tavish Ein Botzer Echlal, Ein B'Chashivas, those kinds of things. Those are not Chalaisim, those are not Haknos, those are not Dinam and Dinam Ominous. Those kinds of things maybe could be entertained, the possibility of doing them Afreya. Again, the Ketzos doesn't really paskel a Maisa, we're going to let somebody get away with this, but he throws it in, if you have other them, so maybe, you can rely on this. But again, this would only work vis-a-vis Bitul Chometz, and it would only work vis-a-vis Bitul Chometz in a situation, according to those we showed him, who say Bitul Chometz is not a real Hakuna. So with this background, I think, Ari, am I privy to tell the story? Okay. I was hoping that you'd be here to talk to the story. So Maisa Shaya Kachon, the very, very famous saga of Mechivas Chometz that occurred back in Paramus days. It was, we had already finished Mechivas Chometz earlier in the day, Kedas Chedin, and somebody who shall remain nameless, okay, who walks in to my house at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, had forgot to do Mechivas Chometz. Right, this is not Mechivas Chometz in Europe. That was a different one. That was a different Mechivas Chometz saga from Minsk. This is Mechivas Chometz in Paramus, New Jersey. And for someone had forgot to do Mechivas Chometz. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Gavalt, what do you do? So all of a sudden, the bell started ringing about the Ketzos. Well, according to the Ketzos, maybe Shasachar Gondol, you can still fix it up now. Wait a second. Even according to the Ketzos, who himself wasn't making it, even according to the Ketzos, that'll work vis-a-vis Bitul Chometz. That's not going to work vis-a-vis Mechiras Chometz. It can't be Meichi Chometz to my friend. If I would have known that it was, I forgot this, I'm a Chometz, I'm going to sell it to my friend. That's a joke. That's a pretty much film to my friend. That's for sure not going to work. So the best absolute case scenario you could pull off here would be a Bitul Chometz. A Bitul Chometz to Mefreya, it's not going to help you much. It means maybe it'll help you with the Raisa, but the first Mishnah in Pesachim says, both get us the Chometz, you have to get rid of Chometz, you have to get rid of your Chometz. You don't want to leave Chometz around the house, that's just this pachtel. That's a Dimid Rabbanon, either a Gezeirah to buy your rug, Gezeirah Shem Yavali Yach, whatever the lumpus of the first month and a half of Kol Boker was. So of course, Midir Rabbanon, you have to get rid of your Chometz. And the truth is that Bitul is not really the issue here because you was probably Mevatel the Chometz the night before. I don't want to ruin the punchline, okay? So our initial reaction was, to give out, this is terrible, this is a disaster. You can't do Mechira the Mefreya, and Bitul, you have maybe a problem there. According to non-Ketzos people, you have a problem there. I see, and even according to Ketzos, a problem there. But it's a disaster, everything. But Baruch Hashem, the good news was, if you have to pick a year to forget to do Mechira's Chometz, that was the year. You know why? Now you can It was an Erev Pesach, like this coming year. It was Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shabbos. So the Mechiras Chametz was done in the morning of Friday, all right? That's the binnik to do it early in the day on Friday. We shouldn't get mixed up with other years. But the Chametz is not Asav Anoy yet. The Chametz doesn't become Eino B'Shus until the following morning. Haray, I'm going to eat Chalas today. I'm making Lechemesh B'Chalas tonight. I'm eating breakfast tomorrow morning. My Meshal should have said 9 o'clock in the morning. So the Chametz is not Asav Anoy yet. So I can still sell it now at 5 o'clock. So believe it or not, we did a Mechiras Chometz, right? We coordinate a special Mechiras Chometz, a private, unique Mechiras Chometz on behalf of those individuals who had forgot to do the normal Mechiras Chometz. On a regular year, that would have been a royal disaster. A regular year, I don't even think the Tzelz could have saved you in this one, because a bit of a Mafreya, maybe, with a lot of Deichach, Shiktos himself wasn't even willing to say Lamaisa, but a Mechira Lamafreya is off the radar screen. So if you got to mess up, this is a good year to mess up. So if you want to make a mistake, this is a good year to do it. But otherwise, try to make sure you do the Bittul Chametz before the right time. So this really sets the stage. So next week, it sets the stage for when is that moment of truth of getting rid of one's Chametz. So we know it has something to do with Erev Pesach. That we know. Tashbis Bayom Arisha, we know means Erev Pesach. And we know from Achilek that has something to do with the word Chatzos. But we're not quite sure what does that mean. Does that mean before Chatzos, after Chatzos, after Chatzos, all the above, none of the above? What exactly are the parameters in terms of the time of the Mitzvah Tashbis? Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, starting on Tuesday, it's going to bring back things that we spoke about in the past, about what Tashbis is, because hopefully, as we'll see, what Tashbis is and when Tashbis is are very, very much linked to one another. Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem on Tuesday, we'll begin in a second. Okay, Shabbos to
Shabbos. Thank you.